He wrote this book, How to Interview, which is sort of landmark. But information in that book has bled into the public consciousness because it was so important. What that says is, boy, are these first impressions important because of the prejudices and the bias of the interviewer. And what seems to happen is, if we like what we see, you meet someone, you think, actually, this is going to go well, we leave ourselves open to influence. And then it might go badly or it might go well. But if we don't like what we see initially, what that threatens is our professional competence. So actually, a no stays with us, and if I think I'm not sure about this person, I tend to hold on to that bias and I look for things to reinforce it. Because if I don't, that says my professional judgment is poor. Does that make sense? And if I have a few of those in the day where I think this isn't going to go well, but actually they're dazzling, then all of a sudden it's threatening my own self-image, and you're not likely to do that.